From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense outlines new plans in Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced Monday in Baghdad that the U.S. is providing more than 200 additional troops and several Apache attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in their fight to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. Additionally, he says,
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga. This with agreement of the Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything here, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL.
Iraqi forces began an offensive to retake the ISIS stronghold on March 24th. A senior defense official says a total of 8 Apache attack helicopters will be sent to aid in the battle. According to Secretary Carter, regarding the overall effort,
as you know, this is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics, the very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilize giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. In the meantime, across the Pacific, 2 earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island have left at least 42 dead. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch commended Saudi Arabia.